you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
The business process outsourcing BPO sector has been rapidly growing in Jamaica, employing thousands with room for even more jobs. On today's program, learn more about the fast-growing BPO industry. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says approximately 14,000 new business process outsourcing BPO jobs are expected to be created by the first quarter of 2018, following major investments in the sector. The Prime Minister recently broke ground for a new technology park dubbed 58HWT, being built by Stanley Motor Limited. The BPO sector enjoyed the highest growth rate of any sector in the last decade and employs over 22,000 Jamaicans. However, there are some misconceptions about the industry.
People think that BPO is really just customer service. That's what they know. But BPO is actually a lot more than that. So there is, for instance, work that we're doing now for the health service. So medical claims processing, insurance claims processing, debt collection, bank and credit card applications. We're doing a lot of finance and accounting work, and in fact, we are known across the world externally by some of the reference points in the global industry like Gartner for doing finance and accounting work.
President of the Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, Diane Edwards. Given the possibilities in the BPO sector, more Jamaican companies are offering technical support services, troubleshooting issues for clients of international companies.
We're also right now doing ACCA level work, that is the accounting standard work, professional accountants. We're also doing tech support. There's a whole tech area that particularly young men are interested in, which is really helping people with their computer problems or with their tablet problems, with their phones, with their televisions, their stereo systems, all sorts of things. So we're doing work for people like Pioneer and Panasonic.
This is just the tip of the iceberg, as plans are far advanced to move to what is called shared services,
which is really the whole non-core function of an organization. So HR, legal, finance and accounting, IT and MIS. So there is such an elastic expansion possibility for this industry that it's really all about us having the talent to seize these applications and make them our own and integrate them into the work we're doing.
Ms. Edwards says the expansion to shared services will be beneficial to new university graduates who will be able to utilize their skills and training in non-traditional sectors.
There's a company here that is doing legal process outsourcing, and that is again an opportunity. We have a lot of lawyers walking around who don't need to be called to the bar if they don't want to, but with an LLB, you can do legal process outsourcing because you can do the research, establishment of precedent, writing opinions. You can do a lot of this sort of routine work of the law, the behind the scenes work that doesn't involve going to court, but it's a preparation for you to go to court.
President of the Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, Diane Edwards. The growth of the business process outsourcing sector has provided a real alternative for persons looking for jobs in non-traditional industries. That's it for this week's Career Talk. I'm Andre Palmer saying, take care.
The annual JIS Heritage Essay, Poster and Photography Competitions are back. If you are 9 to 12 years old, enter the JIS Heritage Competition. Submit your 400 to 500 word essay on the theme, How Would You Like to See Jamaica in Another 55 Years? Students in grades 7 to 13, the poster competition is for you. Design an 11 by 17 inch poster digitally or by illustration depicting Jamaica 55. And the photography competition targets students attending an accredited tertiary institution. Submit one high resolution photograph depicting the theme Jamaica 55. Submission deadline is midnight October 31. Entry forms are available at jis.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.